have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. Even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
But you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Still ain't called a row, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't wanna talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could've signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too.
Call and write my fans. This will be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him? That's kinda how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. and all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim? Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit. I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?
But I just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
Shit. We are David Giggles. And early Eminem might be the best rap of all time. Just throwing that out there.
He was good.
There you are. What's happening?
Spilt my beer. I saw you drinking a beer, and I was like, all right, I can run.
I gotta
up
get
and a,
beer.
A beer.
I know.
And then I
Luke
popped
just
it
gave
open,
me a beer.
And it just went like down the stairs.
Oh no! Did you trip? Did you fall? No. Were you shaking it up as you were going down?
Yeah, I shake my beers before I open them.
Smart.
Yeah.
Oh man,
carbonation.
Man, it feels good to show.
It's been a little while,
but here we are, Dave and Giggles, 7 to 8. We got you for like the next hour, hanging out with you. And I played that because the one thing that just happened this week was in the dictionary, they put Stan or Stanning, which is a definition of a fan gone wild. So oh, yeah. Now it's in the dictionary. There you go.
I could see that. We got my buddy. Did we get a call? We got my buddy Mike, my neighbor, calling in.
Have him call in soon because we got the Love Pants, Cozy Love Pants, calling at 7:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have
Mike,
him call
if
in.
You're listening, call in.
Text him. Jeez.
I did. I messaged him.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. He said, am I on? I could hear Eminem. And I said, well, you're probably listening to the show. So I said, when you call in, mute the show so there's no echo.
Oh, smart. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I did a little pre-show.
Producing.
Just like when Nitro called in. He was so pissed.
He was so mad.
He's like, all right, so tell me when we go. And you're like, actually, we're live.
We're live, dude. We're live. That might have been like the high point of my career on radio was telling Nitro that everything you're saying is being broadcast. All right, we got a caller here. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
What up?
What up?
Mr. Bradley?
Is this Mike? Mike, you there?
Mike.
Yep, Mike. What's happening, man? What's going on?
What's up, brothers? Happy to hear that you guys are on the air.
Yeah, every Sunday we're here, hanging out.
So I'm assuming that the name of the show means that Mr. Giggles is Mr. Bradley?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's his nickname for the last 10 or so years.
There's I love it when we get a caller that has never listened to the show before. Like, why am I calling it? I mean, wait. So what is this?
This is like Nitro all over again.
Yeah, this is literally my first time listening in. I clicked on the link that Mike sent me, and I'm like, I'm hearing Stan on the radio, and I was like, do I have the right link? Yeah. And Mr. Bradley, or Mr. Giggles, I suppose, said, bro, just call.
Just call it.
That makes sense. So go ahead. Like,
So Mike's my neighbor, and I'm proud of the guy because he put out there on Facebook that he was quitting a 2-pack-a-day cigarette habit.
Oh, that we talked about that last week. Yeah.
So, and he's what are you at? 40 days? 35 days? Tell us a little bit about what you've been going through.
So let's clarify. It was not 2 packs a day. It was actually 2.5 packs a day.
Damn! How did you feel after every day of smoking 2.5 packs?
Well, I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's just what I did for 20 years. So I felt like I was breaking up with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And some people, when I first put it on Facebook, I felt it was necessary, actually, to throw it out there to the world just to keep myself accountable. Because if I kept it a secret, then it would be easy for me to cheat and go back. Right?
It's all on you. It's just all on you.
I threw it out to the world like literally every day to like an annoying level. It's kind of been like a roller coaster. It's the first couple weeks were pretty tough mentally and physically, and then it started to, it's like you get over the mountaintop and you're coming back down and you're good. I'm not going to lie and tell you that I don't want one right now because I still do, but to answer Mike's question, today is actually not that anybody's counting, but in 4 hours, 3 hours and 49 minutes, it'll be a full 38 days.
I have something. I'm trying to find it. When I find it, it will be... Let's see. Oh, it's not going to play. I had a clap. I had a whole audience clapping for you, but the audio is not playing right now. But congratulations. That's really awesome. I'm really proud of you because that's one of the goddamn hardest things to do.
Yeah, and you know what? It's pretty pathetic, too, that you let yourself get to that level. And I let those things dominate my life, literally every hour of my life, for way too long. And enough was enough, and it was done for the first week or so. I'm not even sure if Mr. Bradley or Mr. Giggles knows this. I quit coffee at the same time because I'm a friggin' idiot.
God. Oh my God! Why would you do that to yourself?
What do you do to yourself? Coffee and cigarettes?
Yeah.
All right, and you can just call me Giggles. You don't have to call me Mr. Giggles, Mr. Bradley.
I love all of it.
at least for the first 10 days. When my alarm went off, I would sit up in bed, and I was like, and I'm sorry, I'm allowed to swear, right?
Yeah, you can say anything you want.
I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I getting out of bed?
Ugh, man, that's a rough way to start a day.
Everything in my life for 20-plus years was to get up, go down, get coffee, and smoke myself to death.
Yep.
And then when I had zero of that, I was like, let me just go back to bed.
Ugh, that is rough. Why would you do both of them at the same time? Why not like wean yourself off one and then the other? Just wanted to do it?
Because I'm a fucking idiot. That's why. that's really what it boils down to.
Have you broke the coffee at all, or have you been like really good about it?
Well, so coffee, yes. I've had zero of either.
Oh, wow.
But as far as caffeine goes, I'll have a 5-hour energy here and there.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But zero cigarettes. And, I think, quote unquote, think that my wife actually, may like me a little more than she used to.
I'm sure you don't smell as much. You're not spending that much money anymore. You know, you're just riding the high wave right now.
Yeah, So, I mean, let's do the math right now. 38 days times 50. I'm no mathematician, but that's something around the realm of 1,900 cigarettes not smoked.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
That is a lot of cigarettes. Two and a half.
You're like a poster. I don't want to say like you're a poster boy for cigarettes, but you were a heavy smoker. Is this the first time like the longest you've ever quit before? Is like the 38 days. This is the longest you've ever gone in 20 years without a cigarette.
I've never quit. So yes, this is the first go around.
When did you start smoking?
When I was 19-ish.
Oof. Man.
That's the time you start smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like you're out of the house and
you're like, I'm going to go wild. I'm going to do as much as I can. Just do it all. And then
you gotta
find your way back.
You move out. You're like, I'm a quote unquote adult. Go do your own thing. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, it hasn't been, that 2.5 packs. Again, I'm not proud of the 2.5 packs, like the stats, like It's just what it is.
That's just,
that's just what it turned into. So it wasn't, 50 smokes a day for 20 years. I mean, it just gradually grew to,
of course,
be a bigger problem.
So what are you doing to fill the time and the void of those cigarettes? Like, what have you picked up, a hobby or something along those lines?
So Mr. Giggles. Let me ask you a question. What's your relationship with the gentleman we're talking to?
With Dave? Dave's my co-host. My radio. Yeah, we've been doing this radio show for over 10 years. We go on a lot of walks together.
Not on a lot of camping trips together. We've
done some camping trips.
We didn't live together, but we lived in the same house. We go way back. We go pretty far back.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Mr. Giggles have gone on walks too.
He's a good walker.
He started a neighborhood watch.
Oh, I love walking.
And we would do 11:30 at night walks in the snow to make sure that everybody was okay.
So he's kind of like sponsor.
To answer the question, I was going to joke and say cocaine.
Don't make you a bad person.
That's just a dream.
Sure.
A lot of gum. Mm. I do have a little e-cig.
Yep.
That I puff on depending on the day and the stress. It's more some days than others, but rest of it is my fingernails probably don't like me very much.
That is a tough one. I understand that very well. The thing about the e-cigarettes, there was a study that came out that was, looked at if the Juul and the e-cigs helped, and across the board, they helped with quitting smoking. Like, across the board, they were so good for quitting smoking, which is awesome. Like, that's a good step in the right direction,
But I got to get rid of that too,
right?
Because the Juuls and the vapes aren't good for your health either. So, no.
But what is anymore? Mike, what is good for you?
Walking. I try to get Mike to go walking all the time. I did stop by Mike's house one night with another neighbor. And we went to go look at Christmas lights. And I was like, Mike, you're coming with me. We're going on a walk. We're going to go look for some Christmas lights.
To put up or just like go Google?
No, just to enjoy them, Yeah.
Did you bring the kids with you?
I might have had one kid, or it might have been, I think I was Sam's kid.
Just you two. Just you two.
No kid.
That's really a nice little date.
And he was like, what are you doing? Why are you walking and looking at Christmas lights? And I was like, come on, Mike. Let's go for a little walk.
He's got that spirit. He's like, he wants to go. He wants to do stuff. Giggles is a walker.
Yeah.
No, so Mr. Giggles, he's a trip. Like, he's got to get out of his house. He's got to do something.
He does.
It's almost like he's trying to quit a habit, too.
Yeah,
he goes and walks his kids to sleep every night, and he inevitably walks by my house, and I used to always be in the garage smoking, so he would meet me in my driveway, and we would talk, and then we would take a little walk as well.
Yeah, he's good for that. He is good for that. Giggles, is there anything that you want to quit that is like a part of your life where you're like, I got to phase this out?
You.
I know. Well,
I've wanted to quit you a couple times.
I know. But it'll never happen. It's just not going to happen. No, I am a vice.
You are. I do got to say, Mike, I am proud of you because you put it on Facebook, which is big. is saying like, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, which was good because you definitely held yourself accountable and I'm proud of you. You're a solid guy, in my opinion, buddy.
I certainly appreciate that. The other thing I did besides the annoying Facebook post was I chose a different person to call every day to talk about it.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're reaching back? Are you reaching way back and like talking to people you haven't talked to in ages?
Well, yeah, like years.
That's awesome.
And they're like, oh my God, no way.
That's really good. So you
and I said, yeah, you know, it's for real and it helps me. And my wife's, you know, wired differently. She's like, why do you talk about it? You're making it worse on yourself. Yada, yada, yada. And I said, yeah, just let me do it my way.
Yeah.
And then my way is just to reach out and talk and communicate.
Do you have
Mike
anybody?
He calls the pizza guy he ordered, you know, pizza place like 6 years ago. Hey, listen, I ordered a pizza from you guys 6 years ago. I just wanted to talk to you guys.
Do you have
you
any?
Know what's funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what's funny about that comment is that when I went to the gas station, our Mr. Giggles knows our local gas station. I went there right after I quit, and dude is behind the counter. Who's always there says, oh, do you want a carton or three packs today?
Ooh, yeah, that's hard.
Because that was always my pattern.
Yeah, that's hard. So what'd you say? You're like, I quit.
No, I don't want any. And then he tilts his head. He's like, huh?
Yeah.
But no, I'm done. I said, don't worry. I'll become your biggest. I'll replace the revenue loss with gum.
There you go. Just buy mounds and mounds of gum. What's your go-to flavor? What's your favorite flavor of gum? Because every time I go up to a goddamn register, there's a million types of gums, and I'm like, I don't know which one's better. What's your go-to gum?
I always choose the color, so it's always like a light blue or a light green.
So you're like a mint guy.
Yeah, so like right now I've got a sweet mint.
That makes sense.
Orbit sweet mint.
Yeah. For a long time, I hated the cinnamon. But then I got into him for a little while.
Oh, Big Red's great. Big Red takes me back.
Yeah, it takes me back. That reminds me, I wanted to ask you, Mike, do you have anybody that like you call that just like inspire, like just brings you back and be like, man, this conversation that I'm having brings me back to smoking cigarettes with this person or like just living that life. Is there anybody that like triggers? Is there anybody that you talk to that triggers that?
No, I will say this. I've got a lot of really, really, really good people in my life that are supporting me very well.
It's good.
And my sister, who I blame for getting me started.
She's older.
She gave me a big old fuck you when I told her I blamed her for it. But she was over here on Easter and she wouldn't even smoke.
Just out of respect.
I don't want to smoke, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, it's fine. Just let's go outside. You can have a smoke. Just blow it in my face. Can I just get a sniff?
That's going to trigger something, Mike. That's not a good idea.
And my mother-in-law lives with us. She smokes, but only like two or three a day. I'll find myself tracking her down in the backyard when she goes to smoke one and sit down next to her and she says, no, Mike.
Yes. That's a trigger. That's a rough one because like you smell it and you're like, what's one puff? What's one little puff, you know?
Well, yeah. And I don't want to puff. I just want to smell it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know when that'll go away. And again, this is all, I can't believe I'm on the internet radio talking about this, but
it's good. It's cathartic.
It's all pretty pathetic, right? I mean, just the addiction aspect to it.
We don't really.
You got to walk away from it at some point, and it just takes some time.
It does. And, like, addictions is a personal demon, you know? Like, everybody's got their own, so you can't, like, naysay someone else's addiction, you know? Like, you could sit around and be like, oh, gamblers. Like, what is wrong with them? They're throwing their money away. But it's an addiction. It's something that they're dealing with, you know? So, you know, you're dealing with it and you're dealing with it in your own way and it's working. That's all you can ask for.
Or like people that are addicted to walking their babies around the neighborhood to put them to sleep.
Oh my God, that's giggles all the way. What's that?
I couldn't hear
so
him there.
Let me ask you guys
Can
this,
you hear him?
And I'm not sure how this show usually goes, but let's turn the page a little bit. What's the normal conversation? What's the normal protocol? What do you guys do?
This is basically it. You know, like we talk about stuff that that's pending in our lives, that's pending in the universe, that's pending in the nation. We're just talking about what is on the minds of the social conscious. And then sometimes we have people in like yourself where we talk about a topic that's on their mind. So that's kind of
current events. We're a current events radio show.
Sometimes
we've never really got off the ground. Here we are. Give me a little I'll give you a mic. We started this because Dave was like, I want to do a radio show. And I said, well, let's do it. And so one day we got together and we had a couple beers and we got some microphones together and we did this radio show. And then we started doing it in kitchens and offices and basements.
Wherever we could, really.
Fifth floor walk-ups.
Oof.
And
brought all that gear up.
A ton of gear. And it's just been an hour every Sunday where we get to just kind of hang and have a nice conversation.
Yeah.
There's no sort of prejudgment or anything like that. It's just kind of a couple dudes get together. Sometimes we have musicians.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't tell people about too much in the neighborhood because I don't really want my neighbors knowing exactly everything that's going on in my life.
Pretty good.
You know,
I know that's really good. I'm going to get on your neighborhood Facebook group and just be like, and just pick clips out of things you've said over the years and just post it.
Yo, bro, that's a no go. You don't want to do that.
All right, listen, Mike, ever since Giggles here has moved to Colorado, I've been pushing him to run for office, mayor, something. And he came close this round. He got the paperwork together, but he chickened out. I think next round, I really want you to push him. I want you to be his political sidekick, his political go-man, and make him, because I think he'd be good at it. He likes kissing babies. He likes shaking hands. He likes going for walks. He'd be really good at it.
I would be 1,000% down for
Perfect.
That. It's a coincidence that you bring that up because most recently we had the mayor of our city living right behind me.
Oh, cool. Very nice. That's the...
It was far from cool, but...
Not good. Not good. Not a good one. Not a good mayor? All right. Fair enough. I don't know anything about him.
No, it wasn't really him, but the wife may have issues with living around dogs that the dogs may bark.
That's what you moved to Colorado for, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So what else is up? So where are you from?
I am from New York. I am from a little bit upstate New York, living in Brooklyn right now. And then just doing this, just hanging out every Sunday, talking to Giggles.
Right on. Yeah. I was actually born in Queens.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Giggles lived there for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's why me and Giggles get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have something exciting to share. And Mike, you're welcome to stay on the line and give your opinions on this. But there are musical auditions for the next season of a local theater. And I'm thinking about going there.
Do it.
And singing, and you know what I'm thinking about singing.
What? What's your go-to?
John Legend's "All of Me."
Can you give us a
really,
little?
It could go really good or really bad.
Can you give us a little teaser?
Oh no! I'm gonna need music, but it's perfect. It's Do great it. With piano, and it could go really bad or really great. So, my wife is not in support of this. I told her about this the other day, and she said no.
No,
not doing this.
She said definitely
what?
No.
Can you imagine if I had to get a babysitter so I could go to rehearsals?
That'd be great. That's really good.
What venue?
The Aurora Fox. So right down there on Colfax.
I think you should probably give the internet world right now a little preview of where you stand.
Can you hear this music?
No.
No. I'm playing it for you.
No, I'm not going to do an acapella version right now.
Oh, man, this song. I love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
It's good. John Legend's amazing. If I could have anybody's voice, it'd be John Legend's, or like Michael Bublé. That'd be a pretty, like, if you could swoon like Michael Bublé or
I mean, yeah, they're crooners.
Yeah, let me ask Mike this. Right. Mike, what one do you want to do? Like, yeah, one last question. What do you want to do like now? What's your kind of like your goal? Do you want to do? I don't know. I mean, you're not looking to run a marathon or anything right now. But like, are you looking to do something? You know, something new now that because you got a lot of free time, so you can't be chewing gum all day. You know, you got to pick another hobby, something active. You know, neighborhood watch. What's on the horizon? Bike riding.
I think my priority is to convince my wife that I'm done, right?
Yeah.
Two, I spent all of my time, so I guess I didn't even start this right. I work from home, so that made it really easy for me just to sit in the garage and chain smoke on the phone and on the computer all day, right? So just to get out of the garage, so I made an office in the basement, and my wife, I was looking around shit in the basement yesterday. She's cool as shit. Last year for my birthday, she actually bought me a beer making kit.
Oh, there you go.
I never even opened.
Traded one for another.
The box.
There you go. Get into beer making. Who knows? A couple of years from now, you could be making the best beer that anyone has ever tasted. You're a billionaire. You've taken over the Anheuser-Busch company. Who knows? Start it now. You'll figure out where you go.
Go from killing yourself with cigarettes to maybe being 300 pounds because I'm drinking a gallon of beer a day.
It could happen. It could happen. Yeah. But I see good things for you, Mike. I do. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Mike.
Yeah. All right, we got to go because we got another caller coming in, but we're going to keep track of you.
Sexy pants. Sexy sweatpants.
Sexy pants. But we're going to keep track of you. We're going to call you next. We're going to call you like from here on out to make sure that you're sticking to your cigarettes.
Right on, brother.
Not sticking to your cigarettes.
Sticking to the quitting. Sticking to the quitting. God. Whatever it is. You know what I mean. Come on.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Cool. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great night.
Later.
Later, buddy.
All right, let me see if I can get... She just said she tried to call and it was busy, so...
Well, we were chatting with Mike.
I know.
That was a good caller.
It was
callers,
good.
If you're looking to quit smoking or buy some sexy pants, Dave and Giggles, 718-928.
All right, do you have your review of the sexy pants ready to go? Because I'm sure she's going to want to know all about it.
Yeah, right. I got it right here.
What do you got on my clipboard? What do you got on your clipboard? Anything good?
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. Hey, guys.
Hey!
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Enjoying our Sunday.
Yeah, enjoying the Sunday, having babies all over the place, running in the park. Is that what's happening?
Yes, exactly.
Beautiful.
Running their sex pants empire.
Running the sex pants empire.
Now, did you guys change your name of the because I saw on Instagram something changed. What's the new name? Is there a new name?
Yes. So our new name is Cozy Love Company.
Okay. It's a great name.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Thank you. Yeah, we had some things come up that was necessary, but it made us think a lot more about the name, so we came up with something fun.
What was the necessity? Can you talk about it, or is it legal?
No, we're allowed to talk about it. It was a company that had... it was a similar industry. They sold clothing, and so it was just competitive, and they asked very nicely, and we worked on changing the name. So it worked out.
That's good. That's good.
Their lawyers asked you. They're like, hey,
strongly worded.
Yeah. A strongly worded letter. A certified letter.
That's good.
Well, I like it. Yeah. I love it. And Cozy Love Company, I've been wearing your sweatpants. Thank you for sending me a trial pair. They are super comfortable. I didn't have an excess of sex from wearing the pants, but that could be from other reasons. But the pants are great. The pants are comfy. I wear them all the time.
Can't guarantee sex. Did they ever at one point lead to sex? One, just at one time?
No.
No.
what did your wife think of them?
Did she like them?
Yeah. What? My pants?
Yeah.
Like me in the pants.
You
yes,
in the pants.
Yeah. Yeah. She. My wife thinks I look cute in the pants. She's like, they fit you well. She thinks I could wear them to a school drop off, and I'm like, ah, they're kind of snug. You know, they're a little too snug to wear to like a school drop off.
Mm.
But they're comfy. They're my favorite sweatpants right now.
Do you go inside for school drop off, or you just leave them? You do. No. Okay. So
yeah. I have to go inside.
Okay. So you don't want to be like, hey guys, check out this zipper. Check this out.
Check out my sexy pants.
Yeah, you should go online and buy yourself one. Do it.
We have found the ladies do like how the men look in the pants, and we've noticed there's been some nice compliments, especially how your butt looks in the pants. So I'm sure that your wife likes them. It's good to hear.
I'm sure she's checking them out a lot more than she used to.
It's true.
You'll be happy to know that we actually are designing a more a wide leg kind of a version, sort of a loose fit. We call the current ones a slim fit. So yeah, these ones are a little looser. So maybe you'll like those a little bit too.
Very nice. Very nice. I do. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I do feel a little left out. I have not tried these on. Giggles has a pair. You guys have, you know, tons of pairs. I feel a little left out. I don't have any of these pairs. So I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Maybe we'll have to fix that problem. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So how's it going? Like, has sales just like went through the roof like we expected?
Making sales, it's amazing. I would say, you know, at a certain point we're making like 1 to 2 sales a day, you know, during, you know, the holidays and then Valentine's Day. Right now it's like slowed down a bit to like maybe, I don't know, like four a week, something like that.
That's not bad.
But then we'll have on the weekends, we found people, you know, I think it's that like scrolling Instagram and Facebook kind of behavior on the weekends where sales pop through on Sunday night. So sometimes Sunday night we'll get, you know, like 3 dings on our phone with little, you know, that little exchange showing. So it's good.
I mean, good.
I think with the exciting part is that over these months we've gone through our first order. So that's why we are now designing that second design and doing another order. So
that's very cool. And I imagine that, like, you know, you got a Game of Thrones is back. Sunday night, people are sitting watching Game of Thrones and being like, man, I just wish I had a nice pair of pants that in between, you know, like exciting moments in the show, we could just really quickly.
Yeah.
I think the sex in Game of Thrones is driving our market.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Game of Thrones is helping everybody right now.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is kind of like getting us through the tough times.
It is.
And the sexy pants. No, I'll say it again. I love them. I think they're super comfortable. They fit well. So, you know, and I feel comfy because they almost like, I want to say like dance pants, but I could dance easy in them if I had to. You know what I'm saying?
Dance.
They just fit well. At least my legs. I don't know about your legs, Dave. You're kind of a bigger guy.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know if they have... sexy pants to fit your, and I don't want to say this like in a rude way, but you know, you're a bigger guy.
Sure.
You're a huskier guy.
Sure.
They may not have something.
They may not, yeah. I mean, maybe in the next order we got the,
the next order.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then that's actually, you know, something else too. We've been getting so many emails from people who want larger sizes because we only went up to an extra large.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people are requesting like double XL and triple XL. So we're adding that to the next order.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That sounds great. That sounds like things are working. I really like it. I did like the things that like the testimonials that people that you guys are putting up. Like there was one with someone talking about someone who was older who has like, you know, like it's a lot easier medically to do all that stuff. That was really cool because I didn't think about that, you know.
I know, you know, there's a whole market that, you know, we kind of missed in the beginning. So it's, you know, it's been incredible. We just got an email from somebody who had a double lung transplant. I'm not even sure how that works, a lung transplant. And he said that he's been wearing them like through his recovery. And that's just so awesome.
How do you have a double lung transplant?
That's very carefully.
Very carefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I didn't even think that was possible.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
So these sweatpants are for everybody.
Sweatpants for everybody.
I love it.
Give them a plug. Give them a plug.
Well, we got the Cozy Love Company, and I forgot her name, or you didn't give a very good intro when she called in. You were just like, hey, guys.
All right, why don't you guys give like the best plug of your company that the world's ever heard. You got a platform.
We're going to give the best plug ever. So it's Beth and Rachel, and Cozy Love Company started with a joke, but became a real business for us. And so our pants are fun and easy. And I think sometimes they'll lead to more sex. No guarantee.
Not in Giggles' way.
But we found that it adds to more sexy time. So you can stay comfortable and have a little sexy.
That's beautiful. The best plug ever. Beth and Rachel, awesome. So what's the future? What do you got lined up in your world? In the cozy pants? Are you there? Can you hear us? I heard a hello. Guys? Are you there? Can you hear us? I hear babies crying. It's just a phone call, guys. They hung up. I'll tell them to call back. I don't know what they did. They
Beth probably and Rachel with the Cozy Love Company. They were great. I mean, the pants are great. I don't know about Beth and Rachel. I've never met them. I just know them from their sweatpants. From cigarettes to sexy sweatpants, this is the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. If you want to call in, 718-928-9732.
That's us.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Coachella and the problem that so apparently.
Sweatpants. Round two.
Hey, guys. Can you hear us? Weird. They always have issues when they call.
Well, they're out in L.A.
Yeah, they are out in L.A. I'll see if I can give him a whirl over here. Let's see it. Coachella has
never
had,
been.
Yeah. Oh no, neither have I, and I wouldn't go. It's just not something that I am into. But Coachella has had a outbreak of herpes.
Oh,
yeah. That's a rough one. That's a rough one. All right. Let's see if this works. Yo, guys, can you hear me? Weird. I wonder what happened.
Well, they got great sweatpants.
They do got
not
great
very good
sweatpants.
Cell phone reception.
No, apparently not. Weird. Can you hear us? Weird. Well, what are you going to do?
Something interesting the other night, wrote this down in my notes. So a week ago or a couple weeks ago in Colorado, we had a school shutdown for a day or two because this crazy 18-year-old from Florida came out to Colorado. Bought a shotgun and started making threats. You know, she was big into Columbine, stuff of that nature. So they shut down the schools for a day. And anyways, so my kids and I are on a bike ride coming back home. And they were in the little Burley. And Leo, my oldest one, said, oh, like that, you know, that lady, how did he say it? He said her name, which was Sol Pai, I guess. But the way he said it, I had never heard the girl's name before. So it was the first time that I heard this name, Sol Pai.
Sol Pai. What is it?
That was her name, S-O-L.
This is one of Sam's friends.
No. Were you listening?
No, I was talking to the girls trying to figure that whole thing out. Yeah. Go ahead, do it again.
Yeah. You are my co-host. You have to listen to me when I'm telling you.
I'm trying to do a lot of things at once here. All right. So Sol Pai, Sam, there was a shutdown of the school. I knew about this earlier, but I didn't know about the Sol Pai. So go ahead.
All right. So anyways, so Leo said her name. He was like her. And I was like, for a second, you know, because with these active shooters or all this stuff, you don't want to, with the shooters now, you don't want to say their names. You just don't want to give them notoriety. But it was the first time I had heard her name was from my kid. And he said that the teachers had told him that her heart was like, she couldn't control her heart. You know, it was such a weird moment between my kid, me and my two boys.
That is really weird. Like,
but Leo was like, she just can't control her heart. And she just has these feelings. And I was like, yeah, that's right. She's got bad feelings in her heart. And I said, she's probably not loved. She doesn't feel loved. And I told him, I was like, myself, you know, and your teachers will protect you. I was like, so you never need to be afraid to go to school.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
but having this conversation with my 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was so like, and we're out on a bike ride and I'm watching the sunset and he says her name, and I'm like, I stopped the bike, and I was like, all right, well, this is a time to have a conversation.
What was the context? Like, give me like how he approached the situation to you.
So we passed, I don't know if this, you know, triggered it, but we passed the local school.
Okay.
Like the high school that's like right across on our bike ride. So I don't know if he was just saw the school and, you know, thought about it, but he was, you know, the teachers talked to the kids about this.
Yeah.
Know? And I talked to him about it, but the way that he sort of told me about it, it was kind of like, yeah, she just can't control her heart. You know, she probably has mental illness and wants to hurt people.
Right.
And I was like, I also said there's a lot of good people in this world, and then there's a few bad people.
Sure.
And I was like, it's just our job to protect you from the bad people. Most everybody's great. But like, man, he's six. And I'm having these conversations with like, this is what we have to talk about now, which is nuts. It's just,
it is one nuts. Of those things especially
I was like,
talk about it. So how old are they now? They're six, right?
Six and four.
So your 4 year old is like, hey, that's the school where, you know, woman.
My 4 year old says they have drills where they all go into the bathroom and they're quiet. So they do it. They have a lockdown drill where they can lock down the school within 30 seconds or 45 seconds. And all the kids go into the bathroom and shut the doors and lock the doors. And they, you know, they stay in there and they're quiet. And I was like, oh, this is what my 4 year old
is dealing with.
Is doing right now, and my 6 year old is doing right now.
Yeah,
and we never had
that.
Somebody, I saw a meme that was that said something like, "You definitely are the Oregon Trail generation if you were after the or too young for the atomic bomb drills and too old for the active shooter drills."
Active shooter drills, like that. Which I think like it started like probably post Columbine, which was like what 20 years ago. Yeah, so it probably started after that, because I know kids who like are in their 20s now and they're like, oh yeah, we did that. So like that started after, right? Not soon after we were in school. So like that's just so wild.
It's just weird. It's something that like you don't want it, but it's something you have to think about now. Every school in every state in this country, which is, I just don't get it.
It makes you think like, because like in the broad scheme, if you took a step back and you looked at the whole culture of America leading blah, 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 right? So like in the 50s and in whatever it was where we were having the fallout bomb stuff where kids were going under their desks and stuff, that was kind of
fear of others.
Fear of other countries. And now it's getting closer, so it's a fear of your neighbor.
It's true.
And like, where do we go from there? Like, do we go from like fear? I don't know. It's sad. It really is just sad. And it sucks that like, what is this going to do to these kids' psyche that they're growing up their entire lives? They're going through these drills. You know.
I don't know.
It's rough. It's really weird. Nuts.
Something on a nicer note. This is the David Giggles Radio Hour.
Yeah. And sorry to Rachel and Beth. I'm not sure what happened. But Cozy Love Company, go buy their pants. Giggles vouches pants. For them. They're great. They're awesome. But on a lighter note,
I heard an expression the other day that I loved.
Yeah.
It was somebody, she was a human resources director, and she said, are we hugging today, to the person that was coming up? And I was like, you know what? That's a nice way of saying, like, would you like a hug? Because some people aren't, you know, okay with personal touch. And I think what a great way, like, you should go into the office tomorrow and ask somebody, say, are we hugging today? You know, and then just give them a hug.
Well, I feel
way of saying, like, are you open to physical touch?
No, I get what you're saying. But I feel like in the Joe Biden era, like, it's just probably not best to hug in. Are you talking about hugging, like, coworkers? Are you saying, are you being hugged?
Anybody. You know, like if you go to a party, you know, it could be something you say to somebody like, hey, are we hugging today? And you give them a hug, you know?
When's the last time you hugged someone that wasn't your family or like very, very close friend?
It's a good question. I did go to a kid's birthday party today.
Oh, no.
And I hugged a few. Well, like I did the side hug.
Oh, boy. Because
I had baby in one arm. Uh-huh. And then I do the side hug.
Side hug to who? The kids or the parents?
No, the adults.
Okay.
No, I don't like hug kids.
That's good. I thought that's where you were going with this, and I was a little frightened. I was a little frightened. No. Yeah, no. I guess like that's okay because like you're sharing this thing where your kids are friends and stuff like that. But like, you know, like going to an office and being like, we should hug.
Just like, well, no. You don't say we should hug.
No. Or just when's the last time you got a hug? Let's hug it out.
It's a question. It's saying, are we hugging today? Like, are we accepting hugs? Are you accepting physical touch?
Right. So you,
I think we shouldn't stop hugging. We shouldn't be too PC where we can't hug anymore. Because hugging feels great.
Hugging is great. I told you, which also you got your 20-year reunion coming up, which we're going to get to when we get closer to it. But I told you when I went to my 20-year reunion, as I was leaving, I went around to everybody, all of my high school friends, or not even friends. They were like acquaintances that I haven't talked to in 20 years. And I hugged them. I hugged each one of them. And I said to them, and I said, just want you to know that you were my favorite. It was the greatest thing. I was like, I had an edible. It was great. It was the greatest thing in the world. And like this one guy, he wouldn't let go of me and he was hugging on to me.
Oh, it feels good.
It was great. And like, I was just like, I'm not going to let go until he's ready. You know, just like hugging onto him. And when I let go of him, he said to me, he goes, you're so warm. And he hugged me again.
Yeah.
It was the greatest. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a great body for hugging.
That's true. I am a very warm.
Not for sexy sweatpants, but for hugging.
Maybe for the next batch. Maybe we'll see how that is. I do. Again, I feel a little left out. Everybody's talking about these great sweatpants, and I got nothing. But what are
my wife's gonna be like, "What'd you guys talk about? Hugging,
hugging, sexy pants."
Oh,
what else you got?
Do you want to take a? I mean, do you want to take like a music break or anything, or like a? Are we going for 2 hours, or do we have to play?
We got to play some music, but we can talk. And
we got to break the rules.
We got to break the rules. All right, so this is what we'll do. We'll play
Can you talk about this or no?
I mean, we can talk about it in a way where, like, we're gonna be here for Melissa's show. So we're covering for Melissa, and we got to play some music.
Punk rock, quiet. Yeah, punk chick.
She gave me a whole playlist, so we'll play some songs, and then we'll talk in between a couple songs. So we'll play. We'll treat it like a music show where we have a guest on, and we'll talk in between a bunch.
Are these songs that we're gonna like?
No, I don't think. No offense to Melissa in any way, shape, or form, but we're old men. You know, like, we're old men. So this is a young person's game.
If you want Dave and Giggles to continue,
Giggles, that's pretty good.
Call in 718-928-9732. If you want us to play Melissa's music, the punk rock music.
Do you want to get a little snippet of Melissa's?
Oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't think I'm into the punk rock music.
Punk rock is tough. It's just was never been my scene. I had a conversation with her the other day, which was very interesting. She was like, because I mean, what is she? She's like 23 years old.
I like that we're talking about her. Like, she's here.
Well, apparently
she does come in like 10 minutes before your show ends.
Yeah, I know. She usually does. But apparently she covered for us last week and I have yet to listen to the show. But she texted me after the show and I don't know if she wants me to talk about it, but I won't give too much away. But I mean, it was there. She aired it last week. But she texted me and she said, burn that audio file. Never let it go out again. And I was like, why? What happened? And she's like, I had a mental breakdown. And I talked for the entire hour and had a mental breakdown. She said she started crying on air. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened. I got to listen to it.
We should listen to this.
But I mean,
or should we?
Maybe. I'll send it to you. If you want to listen to it.
I feel like I might have a mental breakdown if I was talking to myself for an hour on the radio.
I've done it before. Where you just left me high and dry, which is fine. I could sit here and talk to myself. I'm well adjusted in a certain way. It's kind of, not really. But she was telling me that when she was younger, which is funny because she is young, but when she was younger, she was a hippie. She was listening to all these like hippier music. And I was like, what happened? Like, where did you go? And she's like, I just got angrier and angrier and angrier. And it turned me to punk music. So
let's play some nice music instead of the punk music. I vote for playing. I mean, they're not going to kick you out of this show.
No.
You got a new rule that you have to, when you cover for somebody, basically you have to kind of play their stuff.
Right. And she gave me a playlist. I feel bad if we didn't play Some of her. Or this is what we'll do. This is what we'll do. We'll play.
Shock jocks.
We'll shock jock it. We'll shock jock the shit out of this thing.
Because I could do this. I could go for another hour. I could go to dinner with the in-laws.
Well, you so decide what you want to do. Because I'll be here. I got some music to play. Or we can sit and talk and play some music and hang out. Whatever you want
to
do.
I don't get to hang out with you enough, Dave. I know. That I feel like this is precious time.
It's precious.
This is valuable time.
I know. It's hot in here, too. It's hot. Shit. We do have some good stuff coming up. I've got a whole schedule full of guests coming up, which is really good. We got some
give us a little teaser.
We got some musicians coming up, and we got some comedians coming up. So in the next couple of weeks, we got some musicians. We got one musician who did a whole tour with Sufjan Stevens. You remember that guy?
Sufjan.
Yes. Well, I don't know how to say his name. And then we got another comedian who I was watching some of her stuff today, and she's good. She was on a bunch of Comedy Central shows.
Stalking her.
Yeah, I mean, I was standing there. I was standing there.
Yeah. You know what? You know, congrats to Mike. He's the first neighbor that I think has called in.
Yeah.
So that was, I've been bugging him for a
while. How did you feel about that?
That was good.
Did you feel like...
Except when he called me Mr. Giggles.
Yeah, Mr. Giggles was weird. Did you feel like it was like two worlds colliding?
No.
No. You feel good about it, but you won't tell everybody that you do the show.
No. Some of my neighbors are they're interesting.
One of your neighbors that lady who called from Walmart that one? Remember that girl?
From Walmart.
She was calling from Walmart, and she was like, "Oh no! It was your friend who was in Walmart, and that girl just started talking to us, and then she she kept calling us for a while." That's weird.
Who was that?
I can't remember. She follows us on Instagram. Yeah. That's good. That's good. I forgot about her until right now. So what's your plan? You want to stick around and do some songs and some talk?
Yeah. I mean, we can. I think hopefully the wife brings some leftovers.
Where's she going with the kids?
The in-laws. She took the kids. I took the kids this morning, and then she took them this afternoon. So
very nice.
A little switch. A little 50-50.
Very nice.
You want to take a little, you got to go to the bathroom or anything?
You got to go to the bathroom? You can go to the bathroom.
I don't. I'm good.
I'm good. Prepped. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Just checking it.
The king of the weekend was goddamn Marvel again.
I don't watch comic book movies, so I'm not a good sidekick on this.
Worldwide, they made $1.2 billion.
Seriously?
This weekend.
Marvel Avengers, $1 billion.
$1.2 billion. Billion with a B.
That's a lot of nerds going
out. That's a lot of fucking nerds. I walked by a movie theater last night, and I was going to go see a movie, but I didn't want to go see that. And I walked by the movie, and there was, I didn't count how many theaters were playing it, but it was literally playing in a different theater every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes it was playing it. It was amazing. I was like, how did Marvel become this behemoth? It's amazing.
Yeah, it started pumping out music. Or movies.
Yeah.
Well, you heard about HBO is doing was it HBO? No, Apple.
What's Apple doing?
Is putting like $1 billion into TV production, like making shows and content for their Apple.
That's whatever you call it.
Apple Play.
Did you know that when the Beatles opened up their studio, it was Apple Music?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it was Apple. That's the name of their studio. And when Apple opened up, the Beatles were like, I guess you can use it as long as you never become a music-based platform. And now they have. So I wonder what the hell happened with that. I guess like Apple, whatever, outshines the Beatles now. So it doesn't even matter. Really weird. Yeah. All right, we got like 30 seconds before it goes into ID break. We'll figure it out. I mean, we'll play some of her music. I kind of feel bad if we don't play any of her music, but we'll figure it out.
It's not our funeral. She's just... Yeah, what, like on vacation.
I don't know where she is. She didn't tell me. I know she had a mental breakdown last week. We got to listen to that show. Jeez. I feel bad laughing about it, but I got to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
We're all